You're listening to the audio production of Grace to Grow, Creating a Healthy Church in Unhealthy Times, by John K. Jenkins, Sr., published by Zondervan, and read by Jay Lang. T.D. Jakes' foreword and William T. Whatley's afterword, read by Guy Branch.
Foreword. I know of no one like Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr. I've never seen such greatness clothed in such utter humility. I'm so proud to provide spiritual covering and support for him, which is itself further evidence of his humble persona. I mean, seriously, how does one cover someone whose finesse is unrivaled, accomplishments unparalleled, and whose influence transcends race, politics, and denominationalism? Pastor Jenkins does not say things he doesn't mean. He's a first-class individual. I have found him to be of impeccable integrity. Anyone can act in front of a crowd, but if he tells you something, you can stand firm in it. It's solid. It's real. It's obvious why God blesses this man. Because God can trust him. God can't trust some people, but Pastor Jenkins is an amazing person of integrity. His integrity is inescapable. I've conducted huge conferences, and often I did not even know he was there, because he was in a back corner wearing blue jeans and busily taking notes. He never asks for a VIP seat. In most any crowd, he represents the largest church, but he has the smallest requests. He is good to everybody. He will help anybody. Pastor Jenkins has always been willing to serve in silence and in secret. He pours out of himself to everybody all the time. He never tries to be impressive. He never complains when his name isn't called out in public. In fact, in all the years I have known him, I have never heard Pastor Jenkins complain about anything. Ever. Not once. He demonstrates a level of integrity and humility that we have not seen in the kingdom in a long time. Pastor Jenkins always shows up in simplicity and purpose and never makes a fuss. He makes being humble look good. While others are pushing to get to the front of the line, Pastor Jenkins sits in humility in the back of the room, head bowed, tears rolling down his face, thanking God for what he has done with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, for growing something small into a miracle. Pastor Jenkins pours all of those admirable qualities into this book, and he shows how they can lead to a healthy and flourishing ministry, no matter its size. I know that many of you reading this book represent smaller churches and ministries. I believe this book will inspire you to keep shining brightly from your corner of the world. When we are small in our own eyes, God will bless us. When we are small enough to hold the door for someone, small enough to help and serve people in humility, He will bless us. I pray this book will inspire you to keep doing small. Small is the new big, and it looks good on you. I hope and pray that God will speak to you through this book, that the words you read will shine a light on your life and minister to you in some divine way, that God will use this book to answer questions you have laid before you, to do something amazing with your 2 fish and 5 loaves. Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Introduction. In 2017, First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, Maryland, celebrated 100 years in ministry. At the time, I marveled at the church's size and scope given its humble beginnings. I still feel the same way today. I first stepped through First Baptist doors when I was 9 or 10. My mom took me to church, and she never forgot my words as we drove into the parking lot. "We're not going into that raggedy building, are we?" I don't recall making that statement, but I trust my mother's account. She was a God-fearing woman, full of integrity. While my words were less than gracious, they were honest. In those days, First Baptist was what some people would call a shack. A shack with a steeple and a bell. There were only a few windows, and the siding was dilapidated. The restroom was an outhouse. It was not the most inviting building, but my mother, in her calming voice, reminded me, "We're not here for this building. We're here to worship God." And in that ragged building, we did worship. I joined First Baptist while still a child, and I grew up in that church. I have many fond memories of that time in my life. I served.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?